News Talk 1620 WTAW, Friday evening, visiting with Rhonda Seaton, the College Station Police Department. And before too long, person power is going to increase. One time it was manpower, but I'm very careful to note that we're going to see officers of both genders before too long hit the streets.
Right. Well, in this instance, the 10 people that we hired, they do all happen to be male. But they will start on Monday, be their first day. And we've been working since our test in October, on October 2nd, so about 4 months. And we've hired 10 people, started off at the test with 156, and have whittled it down to 10. And so the people that we did hire should feel proud that they made it all the way through the process. One of those people already has her peace officer license, and so he will begin his orientation at the PD on Monday, and then we will take him into 18 weeks of field training before he goes to the streets. Now, the other 9, they will start the academy on the 7th, and they will have 18 weeks in the academy and then come back for some additional instruction at the PD and then start their 18 weeks of field training. So even though they start with us on Monday, they won't be on the streets by themselves until next fall. So it takes a little bit of time to get these people through and get them prepared enough to be out there patrolling on their own.
And I don't think listeners often realize how great the investment is that the city puts into having these men and women trained so that they can hit the streets running.
Yes, and that's something that we really consider whenever we're going through interviews, because we invest. If we have somebody who doesn't have their peace officer license, by the time we hire them, get them through the academy, and get them on the streets by themselves, we've probably invested about $60,000 in that person. And so we need to make sure that we're hiring the right people who know what they're getting themselves into.
So when's the next recruit call going to occur?
In a week or so, we should be opening applications, and our next test will be on March 26th, and we'll start all over again.
What's the process if somebody wants to kind of dip their toe into the water?
Well, really all they need to do initially is to go online and apply, and can't do that right now, but I'll be sure to let everybody know when they can. Just go online, fill out a regular application. They'll get some information in the mail, and then show up to take the test on the 26th. After that, that day they'll do a written and a run, and after that they'll turn in a more detailed application. We will do interviews, polygraphs, backgrounds. If they get through all that, they'll have an interview with our chief of police and his 3 assistants, and if they make it through that, then it's a drug, medical, and psych exam.
Not much in there, is it?
Yeah, not much. A few steps. It's a little bit different. You know, we give these people guns and give them the authority to enter people's homes, and we've got to make sure that we are getting good, solid applicants and good, solid people.
Moving on to something else, you issued a news release of this week just as a reminder. I think it was targeted towards those on the college campuses, but I think it's a good reminder for us all who are behind the wheels of vehicles if we want to protect our property.
Right. We had a good year last year comparative to 2009. Our vehicle burglaries decreased actually by 35%. And so that's good news. But we still had in 2010 767 vehicle burglaries, and so that's still a lot. So we just want to remind everybody 3 words: lock, take, and hide. Lock your car, take your valuables, and if you cannot take your valuables with you, hide them. Put them out of sight so someone can't just look in your car and see your laptop laying on the front seat or your purse on the front seat. You know, it's better to take it with you, but if you can't take it with you, at least hide it and make sure that you lock your car.
And that also includes things like GPS units, which you would love to be able to just keep in a permanent position as opposed to taking in or out. But wouldn't that be more or less a sign if you have a GPS that you have other electronics in your vehicle?
Yes, and it's so easy for people to just reach in and snatch those out. They don't even have to do anything too destructive. You know, they can get in your car so quickly and get out and be gone before you ever even realize anything has happened.
So while maybe an inconvenience in the short run, if you want to keep it,
Yes. It depends on how attached you are to your GPS. Mine has a name, and so she comes in the house with me. So I don't want somebody else to take my GPS because I kind of like her.
And her name is?
Molly. You know, I fuss at her when she tries to take me crazy routes, and it makes me feel a little bit less crazy if I've given her a name and I'm talking to somebody that actually, somebody, a GPS, talking to an electronic device that actually has a name.
Well, that sounds like the perfect premise for maybe getting on the College Station blog and maybe starting a list of my GPS is named Molly. What do you name yours?
Well, I thought you were going to say something about, and you said that you had to take a psych exam, really? you were going to say maybe I needed to retake it or something. That's where I thought you were going with that.
No, I'm going to be quite diplomatic because I don't know when I will need to visit with you on a much more serious note sometime. I want to make sure you're available. So,
we also want to remind people to see, hear, and report. We want to build partnerships with our community. We need our citizens' eyes and their ears. So if you see anything suspicious, if you hear anything suspicious, give us a call. Our dispatchers would love to talk to you and send officers your way.
And what's that phone number if it can be a non-emergency situation?
Non-emergency situation is 979-764-3600. So put that in your phone so you have it available.
Anything else for the good of the cause?
That's it. We're rocking along, ready to, finish up this week and get started on Monday with our new people on board.
And hopefully the rain will not be a total inconvenience, but a reminder to slow down when the roads are wet.
Slow down, yes.
Been some tragedies recently and don't want to see that happening again.
Exactly. The roads get really, really slick when it rains, and so please slow down whenever we've got even just a little bit of rain because, sometimes people don't realize that just a light mist is going to really make the roads much slicker, so please slow down.
Very good. Have a great weekend.
You too. Thank you.
Rhonda Seaton with the College Station Police Department on News Talk 1620 WTAW.